Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mission from the Heart Radio, and this is Carnita Smith, and I have a few guests that are going to be on the broadcast today with Mission from the Heart Radio, and we are going to allow the Word of God to breathe on our heart today, that it would be a healing and an encouragement to you. As the broadcast reads through the passages of the Word of God, it is a living and breathing word. It is a word through the Bible that heals, that encourages, that restores the soul to Jesus. And today's broadcast has been titled Words of Healing and Encouragement. Listen to what Scripture tells us according to His Word. And we know that the Bible says that God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So no matter what your discouraging situation may be, there are many encouraging verses and passages in the Bible that give you hope, healing, and love. It did it for me. And as we go through trying situations, or as we are devastated by a circumstance, or maybe as a job that may have ended, or the death of a loved one or a friend, and sometimes we just don't know where to turn. We may turn to a friend. We may turn to a coworker or someone who may want to listen. But that might not be the right ear for you to turn to. Who we are to turn to is Jesus Christ Himself. So I pray and hope that you are encouraged and stirred in your heart to receive the living Word of God, that it would breathe upon your heart, that you would saturate yourself in the Scriptures, that it would become alive in you, that your soul will be restored and you would be made brand new, that your heart would be repaired, and that your tears would be no more. It would be from tears of sorrow to tears of joy. It would be walking with your head down, singing, "Woe is me." It would turn into running with your hands up, clapping and shouting, "Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord." And this is what we pray and hope that the Scriptures that we read concerning this broadcast today, words of healing and encouragement, would be a healing and encouragement to you today. So as I've invited two sisters in Christ, one sister in Christ I've known for a very long time, and her name is Charlotte, and she will be reading Scripture along with me. And my other sister in Christ, her name is Shirley, and Shirley will be reading and, well, will be praying in between Scripture, and she will be praying prayers of hope and comfort and healing for those who may be going through something that we may not know specifically, but God knows specifically. And so it is our prayer that you would listen and be encouraged and be healed and filled with the Word of God. And He knows how to turn a dark situation into a situation of light, joy, and laughter. We are going to start with a particular psalm that is going to be read by our sister in Christ, Charlotte. And Charlotte, if you could just introduce yourself, your first and last name, to the listeners of the broadcast. And I would like for you to just tell, how did you come to know Christ? A little short way of how you came to know Christ.
Okay, can you hear me? Hello?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead, sister.
Okay, all right. My name is Charlotte Corpus, and I've been with the Lord for 28 years. I was on a bus riding to see my parents, and I was reading a book about Jesus, and all of a sudden, it's like a rock hit me on the head, and Jesus asked me if I would accept him as my Savior, and I said, of course. And that's when I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I didn't even realize what was happening to me at the time because I'd never been baptized before with the Holy Spirit. So when I got home from seeing my parents, I told my husband what happened, and he said, you were just baptized with the Holy Spirit, you know. And I said, oh, I was. And he said, yes, you were. So that's what happened.
Amen. Amen. So we are going to go, thank you for sharing that. We're going to go right into our scripture reading concerning comfort and healing. And, of course, our broadcast title today is Words of Healing and Encouragement. So, Charlotte, if you could go ahead and start with our first reading and just let the listeners know what book and chapter and verses.
Okay, it's from John 14, verses 25 through 28. Okay, and it goes like this. These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, remind you of all the things which I have said to you. Now, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard that I said to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so now I would love for my sister Shirley introduce herself and go right into prayer.
Hi, my name
Shirley,
is Shirley.
If you would go ahead. Amen.
Thank you. I'm listening. Thank you for the broadcast. Father God, thank you for the one that's doing it, Lord Jesus. Father God, ask to heal all hearts today, Father God, that's going through something, Father God, and sickness, Lord Jesus. Have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So we're going to read Matthew 5, verses 3 through 12. Matthew 5, verses 3 through 12. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward. Great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your protection. Thank you for those that are listening on the broadcast today, Lord God, that you heal them, Father God, from every hurt and pain, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm finished.
So we're going to read Psalms 23. Charlotte will be reading that psalm in its entirety.
Okay. Jehovah is my shepherd. I will lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside waters of rest. He restores my soul. He guides me on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of my adversaries. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jehovah for the length of my days. Amen.
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, thank you for being our Father, Lord Jesus, and our shepherd. Thank you for leading God in all truth, Lord God. Thank you for those who hear your voice, Lord God. Have your way, Lord Jesus. In your name, I pray.
Amen.
Now we're going to be reading from Psalms 103, and Charlotte will be reading the Psalm 103, verses 1 through 22.
Okay. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. He pardons all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with loving kindness and compassions. He satisfies the prime of your life with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Jehovah executes righteous acts and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. Jehovah is compassionate and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in loving kindness. He will not always contend with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor has he recompensed us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness upon those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As compassionate as a father is toward his children, so compassionate is Jehovah toward those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a field flower. For the wind passes over it, and it is no more, and it is in its own place, knows of it no longer. But Jehovah's loving kindness is from eternity unto eternity upon those who fear him. And his righteousness is to the children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts so as to do them. Jehovah has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless Jehovah, you his angels, who are mighty in strength to perform the world by obeying the voice of his word. Bless Jehovah, all you his host, you his ministers who execute his will. Bless Jehovah, all you his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your message, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being our shepherd, Lord Jesus. I ask to bless those on the line that's listening tonight, that you bless them, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being our shepherd when we need you, Lord Jesus. Help us to live the life that you have called us to live before you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to read the scripture, Psalms, from Psalms 119, verses 92 through 96. And I'm going to read this in the New Living Translation. Psalms 119, 92 through 96. If your law hadn't sustained me with joy, I would have died in my mercy. I will never forget your commandments, for you have used them to restore my joy and health. I am yours. Save me, for I have applied myself to obey your commandments. Though the wicked hide along the way to kill me, I will quietly keep my mind on your decrees. Even perfection has its limits, but your commands have no limits. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word, Lord Jesus. Thank you for everything, Lord Jesus, that you teach us, Lord God, about your word, Lord Jesus. You alone deserve all honor, praise, and glory, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word that you have given to us. We bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. This brings us to a moment in the broadcast where we want to extend Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We want him to be your comfort, your life, your healer, your all in all. So at this time, we are going to stop, drop, and pray a prayer of salvation for those who may be listening to this broadcast. We cannot assume every listener is a child of God. So we want to give this time at this very hour to pray a prayer of salvation for somebody. And for those of you who are listening, you may know someone in your family or in your circle of influence, friend or a coworker, maybe a boss, or maybe that neighbor. It could be your spouse that you want to lift them up right now in prayer along with us. Call them by name. And it may not just be one. It might be two or three. Call them by name and allow God, in his beautiful way, draw them in to him. And as you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we partner together in prayer, touching and agreeing that somebody may come to know Jesus in the pardoning of their sins. So if you could bow your head as we pray, and those who may accept him on this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made for you to receive him, that the joy would be like a beautiful spring overflowing in your heart. So if you would come to him with an humble heart and a bowed head and surrender your life to him, he will come in to you. So it would be the words that you repeat after me, but it will be your heart that he's to receive. So brothers and sisters, if you would pray with me as we go into a prayer of salvation. Lord God, I am a sinner. You died on the cross for me. It was your blood that redeemed me. Lord, I cannot save myself. I need you. You are my Savior, and I trust and believe that with all of my heart and my soul. Lord, please forgive me for the sins that I may have committed, that I know I don't deserve your salvation. But because of your grace and mercy on me, I thank you. Lord, I love you. I cannot live without you. Forgive me. Please come into my heart and set up residence on the throne of my heart. For I need you and I love you. And I receive you as my God, as my Savior. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I hope and pray that you have accepted Jesus this day as your Lord and Savior, as the scriptures were read, and as you have read along with us, and as the word of God have meditated on your heart, that you would receive him, your Savior. Now, I encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church in your community that would receive you and be baptized by submersion of water. And when you arise, you just run and tell somebody that I am a child of God. I am saved. And then attend a small group within that church that you would be discipled, and or a small home group or church group or a Sunday school group that you would be discipled, that you could grow and go in grace. So again, hallelujah, praise the Lord for being in the family of faith and a child of God as you have received the gift of salvation. Amen. So we're going to continue to read through scripture and looking at some of the beauty of God's word and how it is an encouragement to our heart. And I love the way scripture tells us that it truly is a lamp unto our feet, and it truly is a light unto our path. And so our focus in these particular passages have been comfort and healing. And just to recap what we've read with my sisters, Charlotte and Shirley being our prayer warrior, we've read John 14, verses 25 through 28. We've read Matthew 5, verses 3 through 12, Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6, Psalms 103, verses 1 through 22, and Psalms 119, verses 92 through 96. Now, it brings me into other passages in the Bible that bring comfort and healing to the soul. Now, as I indicated in the intro, no matter what your discouraging situation may be, there are many verses of encouragement and passages in Scripture that give us hope and healing and love that heals the soul. And the passages in Scripture are like a healing balm, an ointment that heals a scar or a cut of some sort. And it heals until it becomes naturally like your skin. Well, this is the Scripture. The Scripture heals the inside of our soul. The pains that may be tormenting us from time to time, whether it be in thoughts, whether it be in deeds, or whether it be in words, whether you're being persecuted or whether you have experienced a loss of someone, or whether it be in lack of something in the way of food or finances, or maybe when no one seems to understand or even care, these particular verses will bring healing and comfort to your soul. Psalms 55, verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Amen. Isaiah 40:11. He tends His flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in His arms and carries them close to His heart. He gently leads those that have young. Now, this is the God that we serve. He tends the flock like a shepherd. And we read the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is our shepherd." And in Isaiah 40:11, it says, "He tends to His flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in His arms and carries them close to His heart. He gently leads those that have young." And this is the God that we come underneath. He is our refuge. He is our shepherd. When others don't care or can't even understand your situation, God says He tends to you like your great shepherd that He is. And He gathers you in His arms and He draws you close to His heart. And He gently leads those that have young. He leads you on the way. Remember, The God's word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. He will lead you and guide you. Like a shepherd, he will feed you according to your need. When you've been persecuted for your faith, someone has come against you because you are a Christ follower. You have faith in Jehovah God. You call out the name of Jesus. You are not ashamed of the name of Jesus. So you may have suffered some persecution. We hear that going on in other countries, and not just in the United States, but in other countries where they're being persecuted because of their belief in Christ Jesus. Well, listen to what 2 Peter 2 and verse 9 says. The Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trial and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment. He knows how to rescue us from those trials of persecution, from those circumstances, from those evil, wicked people that come against his children. He knows how to rescue us from that. And he knows he will hold the unrighteous to the day of judgment. John 15:18 puts it this way. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. Now, this is the word of God saying, Jesus saying, if the world hates you, we need to not forget that it hated him first. Jesus came to this earth as a little bitty baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, and he came to save the lost. He was persecuted for how he taught righteousness. They could not trump him. They could not come against him. So they, being the religious leaders back in that time, chose to kill him. And they crucified him on the cross. Just as they hated him, they will hate you too. Why? Because of your faith. So these trying and closing days of grace in this world today can bring a lot of dysfunction in our thoughts, worry, fret, stress, anxiety, uncertainties. But the word of God is a healing and encouragement to us. It brings comfort and healing to the soul. When the nation or the world or even the family or even the church seem to be looking astray, things just don't look hopeful. They just don't look pretty. They just don't look clear. They seem to be dysfunctioned. Well, Isaiah 14:24 puts it very nicely. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. And as I have purposed, so it shall stand. So God's word and his purpose for what may be taking place in this world today, it will come to pass, and what he purposed, so it shall stand. We are to trust and believe in God Almighty, not what the nations look like or how they're acting or coming against one another, not how this world seems to be in a disarray, no harmony within it, and not even the family or even some churches may be in discord with each other or backbiting, fighting against one another. Our hope and our trust and our comfort and our healing comes from God through the Word by way of the Holy Spirit. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Now that in itself is comforting, and I pray that it heals you in some way, shape, or form to know that our God, Jehovah God, is sovereign, he's righteous, and he's gracious, and he's merciful. He has all of this under his sovereign control. He has you in his hand, and he wants you to understand that even though it hurts, even though it doesn't feel good, even though you can't see your way because of the rain and the storms, never let go of his hand. When life's fears and insecurities, they may gang up on you, but according to Psalms 27, verse 1, it brings comfort and healing to the soul. And it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" This is what God wants us to remember. He is our light, our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the stronghold of our life. This is the comforting word of God, the word that heals. Luke 12, 7 says this, "Indeed, the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Now, God says that we are worth more than any sparrows. He feeds us. He clothes us. He provides shelter for us. He knows the very number of hairs on your head. That is a God who knows all, who sees all, who's everywhere at once. Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." So when life's fears and insecurities gang up on you, trust and believe the word of God, that it is true, that it is strong, that it is a healing and comfort to your soul. Nothing and no one can pluck you from the hand of God. Sometimes your mood may be dark. Your attitude may not be right. You may be upset because of a situation. So Psalms 118, 24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." So God wants us to move from a mood of darkness, a mood of darkness and a temper of anger. He wants us to realize that these days are short. Our life is short. It's like a vapor in the wind. And he said, "This is the day that he has made for us." And what are we to do? We aren't to be moody, angered, displaced, depressed. We are to rejoice and be glad in it. Romans 8, verse 29 and 30 says, "For those whom God foreknew, he also predestined to be comforted or conformed to the likeness of his Son." That's you and that's me. For those whom God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. So we have been justified. His blood redeemed us on the cross. He called us because he foreknew us before the foundations of the earth. And those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Hallelujah. So when out, worn out, or when you're down to the point of giving up, words of healing and encouragement tell you not to give up on God, to not to throw in the towel, for you not to throw out the towel. Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3 put it very, very nicely. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. That is who we are to fix our eyes upon, Jesus, the author and completer of our faith. He's the author and he will complete our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. And we know that when he endured the cross and he said, "It is finished," and he died on that cross, despising its shame on that cross. And now, according to Hebrews 12, verse 2 and 3, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He's sitting on the right-hand side of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men like you and me, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This is God's will for us, that we will not grow weary in well-doing, because according to the word, it says that in due season you shall reap. What is the reaping? The reaping is eternal life. Eternal life. So regardless of when you're worn out or worn down, torn down to the point of just giving up everything, the Word of God encourages you, as well as me, to be healed by the breathing Word of God. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. When abandoned by everyone, or when friends or family seem to abandon God, fix your eyes on Jesus. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." He will never leave you nor forsake you. God is with you. Emmanuel, God with you. He is Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. He is the comforter of our soul. He is the healer to our body, physically, mentally, spiritually. So when things seem bleak, or the husband runs out, or the wife runs away, brothers and sisters in Christ, I pray that you would run to the Father and search the Scriptures night and day, that they will heal your body, heal your soul, that it would bring comfort to those who mourn. According to Psalms 100, verse 5, God's faithfulness endures through all generations. So although family may be in a dysfunction, children may be running astray, brothers and cousins and uncles and aunts may not want to hear you speak about God, always remember, according to Psalms 100, verse 5, God's faithfulness endures through all generations. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 4, it says, "But mark this." That means put your thumb on it. Circle it. Highlight it. Don't ever forget it. Always remember. But mark this. There will be trouble times in the last days. Trouble, terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. Boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous even, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And we see this happening today in our world today, from the generations now and the generations to come. He said, fix your eyes on Jesus. But mark this. According to 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 4, there will be terrible times in the last days. Now, we see that today. And the last days are not far from us. He says, be ready. Ready your heart that it would be in tune with God. And that is through salvation. ready your mind. He says, be not conformed to the ways of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Ready yourself, because he stands at the door knocking at your heart. How do we put on the full armor of God? We put the full armor of God on with a sword, a helmet, a shield, and we have the word of God to heal us, to comfort us, to bring encouragement, to build us up, that we would be strong soldiers, ready for people who are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful and proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, children fighting their parents, daughters fighting their mothers, sons fighting their fathers, the ungrateful. So even the temptations of this world may want to come against you and try to trip you up and cause you to fall into temptation, cause you to curse someone out or think ill or bad about them in thought, or even show an attitude that is not loving toward them. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. Temptation is common to us. But the beauty of God's word, according to the model prayer, lead me not into temptation. Deliver me from the evil one. But 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Now that is an encouraging word. When pornography tempts you across your doorstep, when adultery may tempt you to fall into an adulterous relationship, when fighting someone physically may provoke you because of the words they may have said and it caused you to want to fight or beat them up physically, according to the word of God that brings comfort and healing, and it encourages you not to go there. It says, according to James 4:7-8, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. So submit yourself to God. Resist the temptations of the devil. He'll flee from you when you come near to God, and he will come near to you, according to James 7:4-8. And 2 Timothy 1:12 says, he is able to keep what I committed to him against that day. He is able to keep what I committed to him against that day. God is able. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could think or ask. God is our light and our salvation. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is our life. No man can get to the Father but by Jesus. He is our light, he is our encouragement, he is our way to the Father. Hebrews 2, verse 18 says, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, talking about Jesus, when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. We do not have to fall in to temptation because Scripture tells us that he provides us a way out. So we don't have to struggle by our enemy's false accusations. You don't have to believe what the enemy may have put in your head falsely. Yes, he's our accuser, but he is a liar. And he will have depression being a stronghold against you. He will have pain becoming a stronghold against you. We do not have to fall into his shenanigans. Satan, the enemy, our adversary, according to 1 Peter 3, verse 14 and 16, it reads, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. So when you know you haven't done anything wrong, but you still come against accusations, false accusations. You've been accused of something that you did not do. Here again, Scripture says, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. Now that is encouraging to me. It healed my mind because if I'm thinking that these individuals came against me, caused me to think ill of them because of what they falsely accused me of, this particular verse, 1 Peter 3, 14 and verse 16, turns and reshapes my thinking. Keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. Now that is an encouraging word for somebody today. Somebody has been mistreated. Somebody has been falsely accused today. Somebody is in pain emotionally because of what someone said or how someone treated you. But fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and completer of your faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Jesus endured the cross for who? You and me. Despising its shame. And where does he sit today? On the right hand of the throne of God. Endurance. Persecution shape your character. Endurance. It shapes your character so that you would be more like Christ. Yes, it hurts. But when you endure, when you fix your eye on him, according to Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I pray that these words of healing and encouragement have been a comfort to your soul, that you will always fix your eyes on Christ Jesus. According to Proverbs 16:24, gracious words are the honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. This has been our broadcast for Mission from the Heart Radio concerning words of healing and encouragement. Always remember that the grass withers and the flowers, they will fade away. But as we've seen today, the Word of God will remain forever and ever and ever. God bless you. And thank you for being a faithful listener to Mission from the Heart Radio.